When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Imagine a room of homeless teens sitting in a circle. All of them have traumatic experiences and secrets they've buried under the surface. But in this moment, an adult is encouraging them to share these secrets out loud. But here's the catch. Each kid writes down one of these painful moments on a sheet of paper and crumples it into a tight wad. Together, they throw the balls into the center of the circle. Next, everyone chooses a ball of paper at random and one by one, they read the words out loud. No one knows whose secret is being spilled.
And sadly, what comes out is that their uncle raped them, their father raped them, their brother raped them. They were trafficked by their parents so that their parents could get drugs. They watched their mom shoot up at the kitchen table and change personalities. They were beaten. They were starved. It's literally everything. But the beauty of the exercise is that there are so many kids who throw in the same answer.
That's Vicky Sokolik, founder and CEO of Starting Right Now, a nonprofit organization that offers social and health services to unhoused high school students. She's also the author of If You See Them Young, Housed, and Alone in America.
So what happens is they see that they're actually not alone. They have this commonality with this group of kids who truly understand the trauma that they've been through. And for the first time, they feel community. They feel like they belong somewhere. And belonging changes everything.
Sokolik isn't just an author and CEO, but is also a mother and wife. Back in 2002, she remembers when her son, who was a senior in high school at the time, came home with a story about a classmate who had announced she was dropping out of school.
She felt her home was no longer safe, and so in order to be able to live on her own, she was going to have to go work full time. And I actually said, oh, that's so sad, but went on making dinner. And the next day, he came home from school and he said, Mom, what did you work out for Amanda? And I was like, what? And he said, well, I wouldn't have been telling you if I didn't want you to help her. And so Amanda came to our home. And I mean, it was just so obvious that there was no way we weren't going to help her. She was 17 years old. She had gotten herself into this international baccalaureate program, which is really difficult to get in for high school. And she was just wicked smart. And I could not imagine my own biological kids navigating their life as a 17-year-old. And what would happen if she didn't get to finish high school?
Sokolik soon discovered this child wasn't an anomaly. There were lots of kids like Amanda who couch hopped and lived on the streets while trying to stay in school. The official term is unaccompanied homeless youth, which under federal laws means a teen who is not living with a parent or guardian. She says they aren't eligible for foster care because they weren't taken from their home, but rather left home voluntarily. Another expert who's familiar with this issue is Darla Bardine, executive director of the National Network for Youth, an advocacy group dedicated to ending youth homelessness in America. She says the most recent research shows that every year 1.6 million teens in the U.S. between the ages of 13 and 17 experience homelessness. And that number is twice as high for youth ages 18 to 25.
Another unfortunate statistic that we know is that 1 in 5 youth experiencing homelessness are trafficked for sex, labor, or both. And that was research conducted by Loyola University in collaboration with Covenant House International. So they found that, unfortunately, young people who are experiencing homelessness are very vulnerable. because they lack food, they lack income, they lack a safe and stable place to stay. So they are, unfortunately, targeted by traffickers.
In 1973, Congress enacted the Runaway Youth Act to address youth homelessness and has since expanded the program. Bardeen says before this legislation, homeless youth were often criminalized and sent to juvenile prison. Today, the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act creates funding for street outreach, temporary and transitional housing, and a national communication system. Teens in crisis can find immediate temporary housing and other services by calling 1-800-RUNAWAY.
Right now, there's the Federal Runaway and Homeless Youth Act program administered by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It provides funding for street outreach to disconnected and street-connected youth who may need access to housing and services. It also provides short-term crisis housing for minors experiencing homelessness, so those under the age of 18. And then it also provides transitional living programs for 18 to 22-year-olds and maternity group homes.
But Bardeen says the current appropriation for these resources is so underfunded that only 25% of qualified applicants actually get this funding. Bardeen and others are lobbying to boost this program and argue that this issue needs more bipartisan support. In the meantime, thousands of kids are left on the streets with few alternatives.
Some young people, if they don't get the help that they need, then they are going to be your future chronically homeless adult living on the streets for decades. There's actually research that took place in Seattle, LA, and then the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, and they all found that about 40% of chronically homeless single adults actually first experienced homelessness under the age of 25. So one of our talking points that we always try to say to policymakers that are really focused on the visibly chronic adult homeless population is, I said, look, you're not going to end chronic adult homelessness if you keep underinvesting and ignoring young people experiencing hidden forms of homelessness. If you actually address youth homelessness, you would reduce chronic adult homelessness by 40%, which they haven't even been able to reduce chronic adult homelessness by 20%, let alone 40%, you know, over the past few decades.
Sokolik's organization, called Starting Right Now, doesn't rely on federal funding. She says there are too many restrictions, it takes too long to get the money, and many kids can't wait. So instead, her operation is privately funded, which means that Sokolik, not the federal government, makes the rules. She's ready to accept every teen into the program, but notes that not every person she interviews is willing to take that leap of faith and make the necessary changes to their lifestyle.
These are kids who have not been accountable to anyone for years. And so when we start going over the rules, sometimes the kids say, I can't do this. No. And so they have self-selected. Or it could be that they really need a therapeutic setting because their mental health trauma is so bad that that's just not something we can actually help with. And we want to make sure the student gets the best help. And I would say that those are really the big disqualifiers, because for the most part, we try to take every student that needs help.
For those in the program, offering a bed, food, and a place to shower, plus transportation to and from school, isn't enough by itself to succeed. Sokolik believes a good mentor who provides emotional support is really what can make all the difference.
We have developed our own curriculum that's trauma-informed so that the kids can actually gain their power back, get agency, and rid their anger, and move towards forgiveness and hope. And so we are not about a bed. We are about transforming the life of the student to be able to go on to be successful for the rest of their life.
Graduates of Starting Right Now have gone on to become teachers, social workers, nurses, financial planners, and more. These formerly homeless teens are not simply surviving, but thriving. Vicki Sokolik's book, If You See Them Young, Housed, and Alone in America, is available now online and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. Coming up on Viewpoints.
I had a catastrophic fracture from a minor fall, and the doctors were just shocked at how I had shattered my bone. They couldn't even do surgery.
Imagine being diagnosed with osteoporosis in your 20s. How one woman built a career out of her own health struggles. Then.
It is kind of odd, isn't it, that we are so fascinated by these people that we're never going to meet and that we want to talk about them and know the latest thing about them.
The psychology behind celebrity gossip. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.